This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
I'm reporter Patrick Smith. As we near the one-year mark of the pandemic, WBEZ is highlighting insights and advice from mental health professionals about how we're coping. Emma Cote is a licensed clinical social worker. She says there's one big issue that comes up for couples living together.
How do we divide the chores, and is it fair and equitable? That tends to always be an issue, I think, but I've certainly seen like the issues become intensified because of the pandemic.
Cote says if you live with someone else, make sure you are pulling your weight. And if you're the one who feels like they're unfairly shouldering the larger burden.
I certainly think that open communication is the best way to start. You know, I'd say like first sit with your own feelings for a little bit, process through the resentment, the anger, get in touch with like what's going on for me right now before communicating with your partner if you can, because that conversation can be really tense. The other person might feel attacked. And then, you know, try to have an open conversation with your partner and talk about, you know, I feel like this is what I'm doing. You might be doing things that I don't see, but, you know, maybe we need to just like lay it all out. Try to make it like a problem solving conversation if you can, rather than like just kind of yelling about how angry you are about things.
That was clinician Emma Cote. I'm Patrick Smith, WBEZ News.